Carson and Kennedy on Mix, streaming on the Odyssey app. Kennedy, are you ready?
Yeah.
You sure?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to need the energy. Let's do it.
Okay, I'll be right here.
All right. I'm looking at the score up there, Kennedy.
You look at it all day, son.
420 losses.
Hey.
It's quite a high number, Kennedy.
Oh, geez. All righty then.
See what I did there?
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's out of school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
420.
You can
high
try,
number.
But man,
you
can't
beat her. Now that you explained it, it's
you
funnier.
Ain't gonna win.
Thank you.
You're going down.
Can we still make 420? You can,
but absolutely.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Rita from Lowell.
Hi, Rita from Lowell.
Lowell. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing? Oh.
How's your phone line doing?
Yep. A little bit hard to hear you this morning, Rita. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, could you please...
Sure thing. Good luck to
Kennedy,
all of you.
Kennedy,
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie that as a loss for you, and Kennedy's now gone into that soundproof studio. Rita, are you ready?
I am ready.
Arnold Palmer was born today in 1929. He's a famous golfer, but he might be more known for the beverage named after him. What is in an Arnold Palmer?
Iced tea and lemonade.
Yesterday was National Teddy Bear Day. Who voiced the talking teddy bear that comes to life in the Ted movies?
I'm not sure.
A lot of people are upset with this rapper for passing over New Orleans' Lil Wayne in favor of Kendrick Lamar for the Super Bowl halftime show. Nicki Minaj is one of them. She went full scorched earth on social media yesterday. Can you name the artist in charge of booking the Super Bowl halftime performances for the NFL?
Drake?
Question number four. The Weeknd just teased a brand new song coming out this Friday. It's called Dancing in the Flames. Name this Weeknd song from 2015. It spent 6 weeks at number one. Name that song.
Sorry, no idea.
Yeah, me either. I honestly don't know that I've ever heard that song.
They got played a ton.
It did.
6 weeks, number one, man.
Yeah, I don't think we played it, though, did we?
Well, Mix was not as cool back then.
In 2015?
Yeah.
We were not cool in 2015. Kathy Bates says that she's retiring after her Matlock reboot is done. Kathy Bates won the Best Actress Oscar for her portrayal as a nurse who holds her favorite author prisoner after he's in a car wreck in which Stephen King book that was turned into a movie?
Misery.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What are you up to today, Rita?
I'm on my way to work. I'm a nurse. I work at a cath lab in New Hampshire.
All right. Shout out to the nurses listening this morning.
Lowell.
Thank you.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Rita got 2 out of 5.
All right. Well done, my friend.
Yeah, these are tough, though.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yeah.
Arnold Palmer was born today in 1929. He's a famous golfer, but he might be more known for the beverage named after him. What's in an Arnold Palmer?
Half lemonade, half iced tea.
I played in his golf tournament yesterday, Kennedy.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, on the Tiger Woods PlayStation 5 game. And I came in first place.
How many people did you play?
Oh, I played the whole field. I'm playing like a PGA season.
Yeah, so you played the computer,
played
not
yourself.
Other people.
Yeah, no, you play. Well, you played,
You played
yes.
yourself. You played yourself.
You know what my character's name is? You know what my character's name is in Tiger Woods golf?
No.
Tiger Woods.
Okay.
Come on, that's pretty good, right?
It's not bad. I'll give you that one.
Tied at one. Question number two. Yesterday was National Teddy Bear Day. Who voiced the talking teddy bear that comes to life in the Ted movies?
Seth MacFarlane.
2 to 1. Question number three. A lot of people are upset with this rapper for passing over New Orleans' own Lil Wayne in favor of Kendrick Lamar for the Super Bowl halftime show. Nicki Minaj is one of them. She went full scorched earth on social media. Name the artist in charge of booking the Super Bowl halftime performances for the NFL.
Jay-Z.
3-1, question number four. The Weeknd just teased a brand new single coming out this Friday. It's called Dancing in the Flames. Name this Weeknd song from 2015. It spent 6 weeks at number one. I had that same look on my face, Kennedy.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Isn't that crazy how songs you just
put some respect on Abel's name.
Right. The Hills is the name of that song, Kennedy. 3-1, question number five. Kathy Bates says that she's retiring after her Matlock reboot is done. Kathy Bates won the Best Actress Oscar for her portrayal as a nurse who holds her favorite author prisoner after he's in a car wreck. In which Stephen King book that was turned into a movie?
Misery.
It was Misery. Oh, that scene where she breaks his ankles with a sledgehammer?
It's called Hobbling, Carson.
Oh, my God. I'll never forget that.
You're not supposed to.
4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Reed, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but you're not walking away without a gift. You have won yourself a $100 gift card, courtesy of OWN's Love and Marriage Detroit. The new season is jam-packed with all the nonstop drama. Saturdays, it is on OWN now, so you enjoy watching that show and that $100 gift card, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Rita, and I'm from Lowell, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't be Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Renee from Dedham.
Hey, Renee. What'd you say?
Hi.
Kennedy, how about we just acknowledge a super parent here for a moment?
Yes, please.
Renee is raising four daughters.
Oh, my goodness. May the odds be ever in your favor.
How many bathrooms in your house, Renee?
Not enough.
How many of them are around 13?
I have two of them.
Woof! Urgh.
Two bathrooms or two 13-year-olds?
Either way.
I have a 14, a 15-year-old, an 18-year-old, and a 9-year-old.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That is a lot going on there, right, Kennedy?
It's a lot. That's a lot of girls being girls. Being. It's rough. It's hard to be a girl at that age. It is rough.
Renee, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio? Has apparently got some experience being a girl of that age.
We all did, didn't we, girl?
All right.
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Are any of the girls in the car with you right now?
No, I wish.
Oh, it's just kind of quiet. That's why I was wondering.
Yeah.
All right, so Kennedy's gone into the soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. You just have to... Excuse me, what? My microphone just goes off on
She's
its own.
She's got a limp mic.
I know. You get more right than Kennedy, you win. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Here we go. Question number one. JC Chazé from NSYNC is releasing a musical theater concept album called Playing with Fire. It's based on Frankenstein, and it comes out October 25th.
That's what he's doing instead of getting the band back together?
Unlike the book, in most film portrayals, Frankenstein's monster... has what in his neck?
Cattle prod?
Question number two. Macaulay Culkin is going on tour November 30th to talk about Home Alone. The shows will start with a screening of the movie, followed by a Q&A with Macaulay. VIPs can also get their pictures taken with him in Home Alone. Where did Kevin's family fly to when they forgot him?
France.
Where? What city?
Paris.
Dakota Johnson says she's basically overdosed on caffeine because she didn't know the brand Celsius was an energy drink. Red Bull is actually the highest selling energy drink in the U.S. What is Red Bull's slogan?
I don't know.
Question number four. James Earl Jones died yesterday. He was 93. Name the iconic character he was playing when he delivered these lines. Take a listen.
Everything the light touches is our kingdom. A king's time as ruler rises and falls like the sun. One day, Simba, the sun will set on my time here and will rise with you as the new king.
Name the character.
Lion. Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
Oh, the character?
Yeah.
Mufasa.
New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu attended the Hampton Beach lobster roll eating contest on Sunday, and when one of the contestants started choking, he jumped in and started performing the Heimlich maneuver. What is the name of the live music venue at Hampton Beach called? If you know, you know.
I don't know.
Oh, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I imagine with four girls, are they into sports too?
Oh, yes. Cheerleading, soccer, volleyball.
How do you do that? Atlanta and I can't keep up with one kid. I don't know how you keep up with four.
I drive
part of
myself.
The fun.
Yeah, I know. Do you ever lose one occasionally? Like, hey, where's so and so?
No.
No, you never lost
no,
one?
No, no.
Oh, what are you, one of them good parents?
Renee got 2 out of 5 correct, Kennedy.
Great. Well done.
Yeah, these are tough. You ready?
Yeah, sure.
JC Chazet from NSYNC is releasing a musical theater concept album called Playing with Fire. It's based on Frankenstein. It comes out October 25th.
Okay.
Right.
Put it on Broadway. 100%.
Well, you wouldn't rather see NSYNC on tour?
I'd like to see that too, but Justin Timberlake is never going to do that. And JC has the best voice, so I'm here for it.
Unlike the book, in most film portrayals, Frankenstein's monster has what in his neck?
Bolts.
Bolts is correct. 1-0. Macaulay Culkin is going on tour November 30th to talk about Home Alone. It's actually coming to town. I'm trying to work on an interview, Kennedy, with him.
I was too. They said no.
They did?
Yeah.
Didn't say no to me yet. I'll keep working. I'm a grinder. I wear you down like the ocean on a stone.
Lana knows.
The show will start with the screening of the movie, followed by a Q&A with Macaulay Culkin. VIPs can also get their pictures taken with him. In Home Alone, where did Kevin's family fly to when they forgot him?
Paris.
That is correct. 2-1. Dakota Johnson says she basically overdosed on caffeine because she didn't know the brand Celsius was an energy drink. Red Bull is the highest-selling energy drink in the U.S. What is their slogan?
Red Bull gives you wings.
3-1. Question number 4. James Earl Jones died yesterday. He was 93. Name this iconic character that he was playing when he delivered these lines.
Everything the light touches is our kingdom. A king's time as ruler rises and falls like the sun. One day, Simba, the sun will set on my time here. And will rise with you as the new king.
Name the character.
Mufasa.
4-2. Question number 5. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu attended the Hampton Beach lobster roll eating competition on Sunday, and he is a hero.
He is.
He saved one of the contestants who started choking. He jumped in and performed the Heimlich maneuver. What is the name of the live music venue at Hampton Beach?
North Shore Music Circus?
The Casino Ballroom, Kennedy. And then go get some fried dough.
Yep.
Links.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh, yes. 4-2. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Renee, I'm sorry.
Good job.
Yeah, you don't get the win, but we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning.
I know you could have used that $100 for grocery bill with all them kids.
Yeah.
All right, Renee, what do you want to say to Kennedy?
I'm Renee from Dedham, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Nick from Salem, New Hampshire.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Kennedy. How are you?
I'm living the dream. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I can't complain.
Good.
We can get Kennedy out of the studio, Nick.
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
So you know the deal. There's 5 trivia questions. They are all pop culture. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, that is a loss for you, okay?
Hopefully that won't be the case.
We're rooting for you, Nick.
Thank you.
Godspeed, my friend.
Question number 1. Kate Middleton posted an update on her cancer battles, saying she's done with chemo. and focused on, quote, doing what I can to stay cancer-free. She also hopes to resume to public appearances in the coming months. Who's Kate Middleton married to?
She is married to Prince William.
Donald Glover postponed his remaining concerts in North America to focus on his physical health for a few weeks. There's no word when this rescheduled shows will be. Who does he perform as? What's his stage name?
Childish Gambino.
Question number three. Jennifer Hudson announced she will release her first ever Christmas album next month. Which of these three artists has the highest selling Christmas single of all time? Bing Crosby, Mariah Carey, or Elvis Presley? Which one of these three artists has the highest selling Christmas single of all time?
I know Bing Crosby's White Christmas was like number one for a long time. Mariah Carey, I don't know if she took over. I'm going to say Bing Crosby.
James Earl Jones died yesterday. He was 93. Named the iconic sports movie where he delivered this line.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time.
Name the movie.
I got chills just hearing that again. Feel the Dreams.
Chester Bennington's son is not cool with the new Linkin Park lineup. He wrote a scathing post to Mike Shinoda about how new singer Emily Armstrong, being a Scientologist who defended rapist Danny Masterson, quote, erased his father's legacy in real time. Name Linkin Park's debut album that went 12 times platinum and sold 32 million copies worldwide.
That has to be I Have No Clue. So I'm going to say In the End, because that's the only song I really know of.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
That was pretty good, Nick.
That's a top 10 album of all time.
It was the most records sold since Guns N' Roses' debut album.
Yeah, that for me is a top 10 album. That's a good one. Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Nick from Salem, New Hampshire, got 4 out of 5
correct. Well done, my friend.
Yeah, these are really, really difficult, Kennedy. Uh-huh. Are you ready?
Sure.
Kate Middleton posted an update on her cancer battle, saying she's done with chemo and focused on, quote, doing what I can to stay cancer-free. She also hopes to resume public appearances in the coming months. Who is Kate Middleton married to?
Prince William.
Tied at 1. Donald Glover postponed his remaining concerts in North America to focus on his physical health for a few weeks. There's no word on when the rescheduled shows will happen. Who does he perform as on stage? What is his stage name?
Childish Gambino.
Tied at 2. Jennifer Hudson announced she will release her first ever Christmas album next month. I'm not ready for those announcements yet.
I know, it's so fast. We're losing 2 minutes of daylight each day. That'll make you feel good.
Which of these three artists has the highest selling Christmas single of all time?
Mariah Carey.
Bing Crosby, Mariah Carey, or Elvis Presley?
Then it's probably not Mariah Carey. Probably trying to trick me. All right, what's the oldest song? Bing Crosby, then.
White Christmas, that is correct. Tied at 3.
Yeah, that's not only the highest-selling Christmas single, it's the highest-selling single of all time.
Really?
White Christmas.
James Earl Jones died yesterday. He was 93. Named this iconic sports movie where he delivered this line.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time.
Name the movie.
Field of Dreams.
Tied at 4. Question number 5. Chester Bennington's son, not cool with the new Linkin Park lineup. He wrote a scathing post to Mike Shinoda about how new singer Emily Armstrong, being a scientist who defended rapist, Scientologist who defended rapist Danny Masterson, quote, erased his father's legacy in real time. Name Linkin Park's debut album that went 12 times platinum and sold 32 million copies worldwide.
Hybrid Theory.
Hybrid Theory is it. He was not happy.
No, it's a longer post than that. I shortened it for the question.
Well, the summation is pretty clear.
Yep.
5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nick, you don't get the cash, but you are not walking away without a little parting gift, as they say. You got yourself a 4-pack of tickets to go to Harry Potter the Exhibition, coming to Boston starting this month. You can celebrate the behind-the-scenes filmmaking magic of the world of Harry Potter. For tickets, visit HarryPotterExhibition.com. So enjoy those, all right?
Yeah. I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
Thank you. It was awesome to play Kennedy. I'm Nick from Salem, New Hampshire, and it came close, but I can't.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.